From Southwark News for March the 21st, eviction threat OAP still left living in limbo, by Eofi Moriarty. A Bermondsey pensioner threatened with eviction after the death of his 94-year-old mother, with whom he lived, says he is yet to receive any substantial support from Southwark Council. Bernard Sawyer, 70, who had lived in the three-bed flat for half a century, was served an eviction notice just days after his mum, Ada, passed away. At the time, Councillor Peter John, leader of Southwark Council, said in a statement to Southwark News that the council was trying to work closely and sensitively with Bernard to look at his housing needs following his mother's death. However, Bernard said he has yet to be contacted directly by any Southwark Council officer following the story's appearance 2 weeks ago. He is also yet to receive a letter of apology that has been sent to him by Councillor Ian Wingfield, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Housing. Mr. Wingfield said that the letter had not yet been sent as his secretary was out of the office the day it was due to be posted. However, since the story was published, Bernard has received a council tax bill in his late mother's name for £61.22, as well as a letter demanding the name and address of the current owner of the property. Bernard visited Abbeyfield Road Housing Services offices last Thursday, where he said a member of staff explained he needed to come up with a list of three different areas where he wanted to stay. "I don't want to move too far away to start," Bernard said. "I want to stay on this estate. It won't be straight away. It could be anything up to a year. You are in limbo all the time. You can't plan anything, can you? I don't want to know too quickly." However, speaking to Southwark News, Councillor Wingfield said he had recommended to senior management that Bernard should receive a discretionary allocation, meaning he would be able to stay at the property permanently, but that the message hasn't gone down the chain yet.